So yesterday we were talking about this Mishnah, where the Mishnah and the Reisha said that if somebody says Kedashti is Biti, I was Mekadosh my daughter, or Kedashti v'Girashtiya, he's Neman if she's still a Ksana. But if she's a Gedayla, he's not Neman. Also, if he says she got captured and I redeemed her, whether she's a Ksana or a Gedayla, he's not Neman. That's what we said yesterday, that the Mishnah. And yesterday we approached the whole day, the beginning, I mean, most of the day. The approach was, because this is what he could do now, and the other stuff he can't do now. And the Gemara was busy, that Nishbas, he can get the same results by doing different things, and she would become usher to Truma as well. So why isn't he believed to say she was captured? At the end of the day, the Gemara said, no way, the whole shot in our Mishnah was wrong, because he doesn't really have the ability to marry her off, nor to accept her divorce without other parties involved. And therefore, that's not B'yadai. B'yadai means he can take care of it by himself, doesn't need any other party involved. For instance, like we had last week, he could harvest the grain now. He doesn't need anybody else to help him. That's considered B'yadai. Yesterday, Dr. Schwab was talking about Nida. Is it Nida why a woman is believed to say she went to the mikvah? Taisa says in Abbezim Abbezim, B'yada. She doesn't need any help. She can go to the mikvah herself. She doesn't need anybody to do it for her. All those things are considered B'yada. B'yada is believed, but these are not B'yada, the Gemara says. He cannot marry her off. He has to find somebody that wants her. He for sure can't get a divorce. The husband has to want to divorce her. So Mamela, that can't be shot in the Mishnah of why he's believed at the beginning and he's not believed at the end of the Mishnah. So the Gemara, we're going to start that Gemara again. The Gemara is going to say a totally different shot in the Mishnah. We're going to start the third wide line. Elam Ravashi. Reisha Rachmana Hamne. The reason he's believed to say he married off his daughter is not because he has the ability to do it right now. It's because the Torah said that a person can come in and say, I married my daughter off when she's as a Ksana or as a Nara. And the Torah is talking about, the guy is saying this as when she is a Nara. The story of the Torah is that the husband is claiming that the woman was Mazana. This is the story of Maisi Shemra. And the father comes in and says, I'm the one that married her off. And again, the story is talking about she's still a Ksana or a Nara. And therefore, since she's still a Ksana or a Nara, the Torah wrote a special pasuk as Biti Nasati L'Ishazah, to say that the father is believed to say two things. Number one, I accepted Kedushin. And number two, he can identify the person she accepted Kedushin from. Biti Nasati L'Ish allows the father to say he accepted Kedushin. Hazeh allows the father to identify from who he accepted Kedushin. But this is Xeris Arkasiv, not because it's B'yadai, but because that's what the Torah said. And therefore, that's the only time he's believed. As she's a Ktana or a Nara, the Torah said a father is believed to say he accepted Kedushin. Therefore, he can walk in and say, Kedashti is Biti, and he's believed. And he can even identify the husband, because the Torah gave him that power, as Biti Nasati L'Ish Hazeh. And therefore, he can identify who he accepted Kedushin from. The Torah gave him that Nemanah. The Torah did not give him Nemanah when she's over 12 and a half. The Torah did not write that Parsha then. So therefore, this minute she turns 12 and a half, the father no longer has the power to tell us anything. Because the whole thing is Xeris HaKasav. The Xeris HaKasav expires the minute she turns 12 and a half. Now, why is he believed to say he accepted a divorce? That is not written in the Torah. The Torah only writes he has the power to accept Kedushin. The Torah never says that he has a right to tell us he accepted a divorce. The answer is, this goes into a rule called Pesha Asar Pesha Hitzer. He has an option. He didn't have to say anything. If he would have said nothing, nobody would have ever said she's a married woman. They would have said she's a single woman. He's the one that told us she's married. And since he's the one that told us he's married, he has the option of telling us she's no longer married. Because it's called, he could have kept quiet. Pesha Asar Hua Pesha Hitzer. He's the one that created the problem. He can remove the problem. Because he always could have kept quiet and not said a thing. He's the one that volunteered information. So if we're going to accept the first half, we have to accept the second half. And since the Torah said accept the first half, the Torah expects you to accept this whole statement. But this Xeris HaKasav is only when she's under 12 and a half. The minute she turns 12 and a half, the Xeris HaKasav expires. And he's like everybody else, and he's not believed to say anything unless there's two Edom. That's the only ones that are believed. So let's read it inside. Elamer of Ashes. Reisha Rachmana Hemla. In the Reisha, it's the Torah that gave him the belief. Kravuna. The Amr of Huna Malav.
Recording the Shir? Did we record the Shir?
So again.
Okay, sorry.
So Elamer of Ashes. Reisha Rachmana Hemla. The Torah believed him to say that he married her off. Karifuna, Namravuna Marav, Minayan La'av Shanem and Lazarus Bita Minatayra. How do I know he has the biblical right to make his daughter into an Ashesesh? Shanem is Bita Nasati La'ish, stop. The Patrick said, La'ish Hazeh, La'ish Asra. The fact that the Torah said he has a right to say he married her off to a man, which means he has the right to Asra her. Hazeh, by the Torah giving him the ability to identify that man, Itira, that is not to her. Benesuan Henner Rachmana. The Torah only treated it touched to him in the area of marriage. Masha'en came Bishvuya to say she was captured by him, that even though she's a Ketana, he has no right. Who is he? He's not better than anybody else. And no Eid Echad can tell us that the woman got captured. We need to aid him. And therefore, he's not even an aid. He's a participant here, but it doesn't make a difference. He wouldn't be believed anyway. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah said he's believed to say Kedashti is Biti, and he's not believed to say Nishbas. Now, the reason he's not believed to say it after 12 and a half is that this Zeres HaKasav expires the moment she turns 12 and a half. Rashi?
Even if she's under 12 and a half, it still doesn't work.
Right, because the Torah never gave him the power. He's not believed because he's dad. He's believed because the Torah gave dad the power. The Torah only gave him a specific power to say that he married her off to a man. That's it. No more. That's all his power is. He can't say anything else about her except that he married her off to a man. And how old she is, that the Torah also gave him power, and that we talked about yesterday, to what degree did the Torah give him power. But he's only believed to say that he married her off to a man. That's it. That's all he extends to. Now, what is it? But the problem with the area we have to speak out is, so why is he believed to say he accepted a divorce? The Torah never gave him power for that. The answer is because he didn't have to say a thing. Saying I married her off and I accepted a divorce could have just kept quiet and we would have said she's a single girl. Nobody ever told her she was married. So therefore, once he's the one that creates the problem by saying he accepted Kedushin, there's a rule called Pesha Aser, Pesha Hinter. You're the one that created the problem. You have the ability to undo that problem because you didn't have to tell us the problem to begin with. So, for instance, a woman can walk in and say, I was an HSH, but I got divorced. She didn't have to tell us the story. She could have just walked in and said, I'm a single woman. Nobody ever knows she was married. She's the one that told us she was married. At the same moment, she told her she's no longer married. That's called Pesha Aser Hua Pesha Hinter. The mouth that creates the problem undoes the problem. So here, the Torah allowed him to create, I'm going to call it a problem, to create the fact that she's a married woman. He didn't have to tell us that. Once he tells us that, he can undo it by saying, and I accepted a divorce. That's included in his power because he's the one that told her she's married, so he can tell her, that he can tell us he accepted the divorce. Rashi. So Rashi. L'ish Asra. I think that's what we're up to. L'ish Asra. Al HaKayel. The officer and everybody. She'ein on the Yaitim Lami. We don't know to whom. If Yomar Hazeh, when the Torah told us he could say Hazeh, Yitira Lazeh, he permits it to that man. The Nesuan Hemne im Nara im Ktana. His Torah believed him when she's a Nara or a Ktana. Abu Begeret, let me story cross. The Patrick is not talking about a girl that's over 12 and a half. Right? The Nara says, Hukukukle Mehema Mishagadla is not believed when she's 12 and a half. The Shvuya Lehem Nuklau. By Shvuya, the Torah never gave him any power. That's the Mishnah Vaiter. Here's a couple that's married, and they have no children. As far as we know, they have no children. The husband at the time of his death tells us, by the way, I have children from a previous marriage, and therefore my wife does not need Jibum. We didn't know anything about these children. We knew nothing about them. This is the first we hear about them. The time of his death, he reveals to us, including to his wife, that he has children from a previous marriage. So he's saying that she's no longer needs Yibum Neman. He is believed. Why he's believed will be a discussion in the Gemara. But that's what the Mishnah is telling us. There's a man, right? We had no idea he had children, right? We know he has brothers. We had no idea he has children. And then he would have died now. We would have required Yibum. But he tells us at the time of his death, you should know I have children in Asia from a previous marriage, or wherever he says they are, it doesn't make a difference. Yes, the Achen, Enanema. Here is a person that we didn't know he had any brothers, right? He has no children. We didn't know he had any brothers. We were always under the assumption that he has no brothers. We never heard about a brother to begin with. All of a sudden, before he dies, he lets his wife know, he tells us, he tells everybody, by the way, I have a brother, which means my wife can't remarry because she's going to need Yibum or Chalitza from my brother. He doesn't even tell us where his brother is. He just tells us, it would make a difference. He tells us, I have a brother. We have no proof. We don't know anything. It's only his word. Zakta Mishnah Eina Neman. He's not believed. And the question is going to be, what's the difference? Why do we believe him one way and we don't believe him the other way? Rashi, yes, Libanim, Vein Ishti, it's yes.
Technical question. What is the nature of the Isser of her marrying someone other than the husband's brother? I mean, it's a derisive statement. Now, what is the punishment? What is the nature of it? What is
it's the lav. It's a lav in the Torah. Jivam
Elusha. It's only a whipping.
I'm sorry?
It's not Ashes Ish, it's a whipping.
Yeah, it's okay. But it's a derisive.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a derisive. Like,
okay, not the same severity, but she's not going to be an HSS anyway. This whole mission is not talking about an HSS. She's dying. He's gone. He's out of the picture. The question here is only Yibum. So in one case,
it requires a sra, and the punishment is with.
Again, it's a sin. It's an avera. That's all we're interested in. Here is a guy that's telling his wife, you don't need Yibum, you can marry somebody else, and you won't be sinning. We trust him. He tells his wife, you can't marry somebody else, because I have a brother, we don't trust him. And we let her marry somebody else. Rashi. Yesh li bonim, bein ishti skuka li abim. My wife does not need Yibum. Yesh li achim, skuka li abim. She needs Yibum. V'hoysad hein lebeches kushay de skuka. Rashi is saying we never knew about this brother. Till now, if you would have asked us, we would have said, this woman does not need Yibum because there's nobody to give her Yibum. And all of a sudden, before he dies, he tells us, I have a brother. And then he dies. Dr. Gemarvait. Alma Neman Lahakir, Vein Neman Lesser. It seems from our Mishnah, without giving a reason, just saying a fact, that we trust a man to permit his wife to get married to others, his previous wife, he's going to die. And we don't permit him to ban her. We don't know a reason for that, but that fact we see. He's allowed to say Yesh Li Bonim, and he's allowed to say anything. We believe him in Yesh Li Bonim, and we don't believe him in Yesh Li Achim. We see a fact. We don't see reasons. We see a fact. He's believed to be Matur, and he's not believed to Aser. Name him as Nisim Goloi Reb Nosson. So the first thing we're going to ascertain is, can this Mishnah fit with Reb Nosson? We'll get to the reasons later on. But at this point, we just see a fact, and we want to see whether the Mishnah can go along with Reb Nosson, the Tanya. Now, this price is different than our Mishnah. And the question is, does every difference make a difference? The Shas Kedushin Amar, Yesh Leibonim. A guy married a woman, and he announced when he married her, I want my wife to know, my new wife, that I have children from beforehand. She will never have to worry about Yibum because I have children beforehand. Because, you know, women were scared to marry people, especially older people, because they were afraid. He doesn't have children. He has brothers. I'll be stuck with his brother. So therefore, to allay her fears, he told her at the time of marriage, You should know, I have children from a previous marriage. Yibum is not a question. Then all of a sudden, B'shas Misa, Amran live on him. As he's dying, he said, oh, by the way, I don't have any children. 180-degree turn. He told her that he had children at the time of marriage, and then at the time of death, he told her, I don't have children. Or, B'shas Kedushin, Amran lo achim. He told her at the, when he got married to her, you should know, I don't have any siblings, no boy, no brothers. Shas Misa Amar, yesh li achim. Then when he died, changed his mind, and he said, yes, I do have brothers. So in both cases, he's banning her from getting married. The halacha is, neman lahatir, meaning he's neman for what he said at the time of Kedushin. We trust him at the time of marriage, and therefore we say she does not leave him. Vein neman lesar, we do not believe him to change the status. He established her as not needing Yibum, either because he said he has children or because he said he had no brothers. Now he's changing it. Dr. Rebbe ignores the changes. That's what Rebbe says. Nasenheimer, Afneman Lesser, don't ignore the changes. Listen to what the man says at the time of his death. And that's what you go by, even though it means she now can't get married. Seemingly, Rebbe is like our Mishnah. We trust people to be mater. Even though Rebbe's case, he did it at the time of Kedushin, but at this point we're not differentiating, but we don't trust him to Aser. And Rav Nassim is saying, no, we believe him to Aser, and therefore she cannot get married, which would be not like our Mishnah, which said when the guy claims he has brothers, he's not believed. Look, Rashi. Shas Kedushin, Amar Yesh Li Banim, Kedeshli Tidak Min HaYibum. She shouldn't worry about the option of Yibum, but Tisrat Olai, and she should agree to marry him. Rashi speaking out, he did not make it a condition in the Kedushin. So he did, it would invalidate the Kedushin retroactively. If he said, I'm marrying you on the condition that I have no children, well, if you find out, then he tells us he has children, that means he's saying you never got married. It's a totally different story.
Rabbi?
Both ends, yes.
Just to be clear, we're talking about in the absence of independent evidence or other aidim,
right? Correct.
We're talking about his own ability to usher, not if others come forward and say, yes, in fact,
correct.
He did have okay.
Correct. There is no other independent evidence. The Gemara Yevamos talks about the guy shows up and says, I'm the deceased brother. He has to produce evidence that he's the brother. Meaning, we thought nobody, he doesn't have any brothers. Nobody ever changed our mind about it. And all of a sudden, here comes a guy and says, oh, by the way, I'm his brother. That's the Gemara in Yevamos. Here we're talking about, we have no independent evidence. All we have is the guy himself, who in the case of the Mishnah, changed our assumption. In the case of the Brisa, changed what he said. He established one thing when he got married, and he changed it when he died.
Okay.
Back to Rashi, B'shat's Kedushin, Amar Ein Le'achim, V'ein Lidlik M'nayibim. You don't have to worry about it. Nema Lahatzer, what does that mean? Klaimar. Nema B'mesh Amar B'shat's Kedushin. We trust his first thing. V'ein Nema B'mesh Amar B'shat's Misa. We don't trust his change. That's what Rebbe said. And Reb Nassim said, no, we believe him, and we ban her from getting married. L'chayra, Reb Nassim is against our Mishnah. Mishnah said he's not believed to answer her. Rav Nassim said he is believed to answer her. Dr. Gemara Amar Rava, Shaini Hasam, Kibun de Bishas Nisa, Gehodir Bey, Eim Akushta Kamar. Since he's changing his mind, right, that's like, I don't know what the word in English is, buyer's remorse, meaning he's changing his mind because he's afraid that he's getting an Avera. He's afraid. He's the one that made up a story that he has children or that he has no brothers. And now he's dying and he doesn't want to go upstairs and find out that he's going to get punished for creating that lie. So we say that the moment before death, he's saying the truth because he's trying to atone or remove a sin that he has committed by saying a lie. Therefore, Rav Nassim believes it. Whereas in our Mishnah, he never said a lie. He never said anything, right? He never said, he just lived without anybody knowing anything. Nobody knew about his kids. Nobody knew about his brothers. and all of a sudden he tells us, I have brothers. He didn't lie to us and say he didn't have brothers. So therefore, maybe there we don't believe him, because there's no lie he has to atone for. That's what Rav is saying. Rav is saying, in the case of the Braisa, we have a reason to believe that he's saying the truth now, because he's the one that created a mess, meaning for himself, when he gets upstairs, because he's going to have to face the consequences of telling her a lie. So therefore, he's trying to say the truth. Whereas in the case of our Mishnah, he never said a lie. People assumed. You know, people's assumption doesn't mean he lied. Therefore, he's not believed. Rashi.
But right before he dies, why would he lie? He should be, to use the same logic, truth right before he lies.
The Gemara is going to ask your question. Rashi. Shiny Hatam the Braisa. Even the Hadibay Medibura Kama. Since he's changing his first words, Mishas Nisa, Kushtikamar. Shloihe Avain Taliboy. This is Rava's big words. I don't want to face, the guy doesn't want to face the consequences of a sin that he committed. He never committed a sin. He never told us anything. Meaning, what we're saying is, according to Rava, is there's no reason why this guy is piping up. This is what Rava is saying. The Gemara is going to question it like Dr. Harris did. But what the Gemara is saying is that Rava says, why in the world is he telling us something? If he's coming to correct some wrongdoing that he did, okay, he didn't do anything wrong. Why in the world is he telling us anything? He's not responsible for our assumptions. He's not responsible that we assumed he has no brothers. Who told him that? We didn't tell him that. He never told us that. We made an assumption because we don't know of any brothers. In his mind, he has nothing to face when he gets upstairs in the Isle of Mammoth. He never told us he has no brothers. He never misled us. He has no avarice to atone for. Why is he opening his mouth now? Therefore, Rava says, you know why he's opening his mouth? To make life miserable for his wife. That's the only reason he's opening his mouth now. There's nothing, no reason he has to tell us anything. Meaning, Rava doesn't think that the guy feels he has to tell us truth. As long as he's not guilty of anything, there's no impetus, there's no driving force for him to come and tell us that I lied beforehand or that the facts are not true. Keep quiet. Therefore, Rava says if he tells us that, he's just not bothering his wife, trying to make life hard for his wife. He says, I have a brother. Whereas in the first case, he did something wrong. He lied. And now he's trying to correct his lie. Then we say he's doing it because he wants to be truthful. Now, what the Gemara is going to ask is Dr. Harris's question. Doesn't a person want to set the record straight even if he didn't lie? Especially, Adarabba, why wouldn't he want to set the record straight? Isn't that like doesn't he feel obligated that he should tell us the truth even though he didn't mislead us? That's the Gemara's kash. Let me just finish the next 2 months. Isn't it a coach game? Hashta mahasam the Gemara ladies bore. Madach there, he's making himself into a liar. Amit kushta kamar. You're willing to accept him now to say that he was a liar before. Masnisin the loikamar ladies bore. In our Mishnah, he's just trying to set a record straight. He didn't do anything wrong. There's no reason to say that he's not a liar. In the case of the Braisa, he's saying I lied. He's a liar. We're trusting a liar, a self-admitted liar. And you're trusting him there. Wouldn't you trust him when he's not a liar? That he's coming to tell us the truth so his wife shouldn't do an avera? That he's saving her from sin, even though he didn't do anything wrong? Your brother seems to be saying, we believe him more when he's correcting his own sin than when he's not correcting a sin that he did. Nabiya says it doesn't make any sense. A guy that's an admitted liar, we're believing. And a guy that's not an admitted liar, we're not trusting. Doesn't make any sense. Called the coach game? Deborah Abai says that can't be shot. Yes, Harvey.
You may have just answered my question. I was focusing on the idea that he was correcting his own sin for lying as opposed to leading his wife into sin for not getting chalitza. But you seem to have just answered that. He is concerned now on his deathbed with his wife not getting chalitza. It's not just his own selfish idea that he said something wrong. He's now
That's what Abaye is saying.
About his wife.
Uh-huh. That's what Abaye is saying. And Abaye is saying he should be more believed because he's not a liar. Whereas the other guy, he definitely lied. So, Trashy.
Yeah, I was just focusing on why he was expressing remorse. It was not just about him. It was about his wife. All right, thank you.
Oh, yeah. So, Trashy, the Kamara Lezibure B'Shas Kedushin. I don't know how art school translates Kamara Lezibure. Weakens his words, makes his words bad. Anyway, whatever he said at Shas Kedushin, he's now undoing. How does art school translate the word Kamara Lezibure?
Contradicting his previous
Elam Rabayas. Rabayas is a different shot. Masnitsin, the Lemuxigwan Ba'achi, the Lemuxigwan Ba'bani. Our Mishnah is talking in a case that we know of no children and we know of no brothers. He didn't tell us anything, but that's the assumption in the world. The world assumes this guy, unfortunately, has no brothers and no sons. Right? So if at this point he would have died, there would have been no requirement of Yibum. We don't know of any children, on one hand, but we also don't know of any brothers. So we would have let her get married. So the working assumption at this point is, as he's dying, this woman will not need Yibum. That's the assumption that everybody has, right? So Amr Yeshli Bonim, Neman. So when he says he has children, he's not changing our assumption. We were going to let her free anyway. So when he tells us he has children, he's not trying to contradict our assumption. Again, he never said anything. But we went around the last 25 years, and I just made up that number, thinking that this woman will never need Yibum because he has no brothers. We also didn't know of any children, but we had no brothers. So if you would have asked anybody, will this woman ever need Yibum? The answer would have been no. And now he comes and says, I have children. He's not changing that. He's giving us another reason of why she doesn't need Yibum. But she wasn't going to get Yibum anyway, and even if he had kept quiet. Yeshli Achim, but if he comes and says, I have brothers, he's changing our chazakah. He's changing what we have assumed till now. He's changing a given. The given, not based on evidence, but based on assumption. There was an assumption here that he's changing. We don't believe him to change the chazakah. Lav ko kamine da asula kula alma. We don't trust him to change the chazakah. The chazakah, the assumption that was the presumption, I don't know which English word I want to use. Look, Rashi. The doimuk ziklon haigav rebbe shasnisa. Loi ba'achi, v'loi ba'bani. We knew nothing. We knew of no brothers and of no children. Right. This woman is in a chazakah, she doesn't believe him. He's leaving her on the same condition as she was. So we believe him. Meaning, I don't know what difference it'll make. He's believed because he's telling us he has children. He's not changing anything. Maybe later on somebody comes and says, I'm a brother. We won't believe, it won't make a difference because he told us he has children. And at that time, he was not changing an assumption. And Rashi speaks out, if her brother comes later on, and he brings evidence that he's a brother, he's not believed. Meaning we wouldn't even create doubt. Because he told us he has children. So we tell the guy, you might be a brother, but he has children. Because at the time that he told us he had children, he wasn't undoing anything. He was strengthening what we were assuming anyway. Whereas if he says, Yeshli Achim, Ba'ainli Banim, Lavko Kamine, Mafkin Lama Chazaka. He's changing our assumption. He's not believed to change our assumption. That's in the case of the Mishnah. So now we can understand the Mishnah. Now we understand the reasoning behind the Mishnah. Here is a guy, we knew nothing about him. Meaning, we knew nothing of children, we knew nothing of brothers. The working assumption was, this woman does not need Yibum. Comes along the husband and reinforces that, we believe him. Comes along the husband and undoes that, we don't believe him. That's why in the Mishnah he's believed to say he has children, and he's not believed to say he has brothers. Now, what difference does it make if he has children? Anyway, she wouldn't get Yibum. The answer is, if somebody shows up later on and claims he's a brother and proves it, will we make her have Yibum? Now we won't, because he told us he has children. And at the time that he told us, he was reinforcing our chazaka anyway. We believed him, and therefore now we don't undo it, even though a brother shows up. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Whereas in the second part of the Mishnah, he's trying to undo our assumption. We don't believe him to undo our assumption. That's the case of the Mishnah. Brisa, what is the case of Brisa? The Rashi, the Gomer of Nosson Neman Lesser, Rav Nosson did believe him. That's talking about the Mugziklan, the Achi, Vilay Mugziklan, the Bunny. The case was, we knew he had brothers. Not that we had Adam, but the assumption was, the working assumption had been that he has brothers. The rumor in town, the working assumption was, nobody ever told us, but for some reason there was a rumor around. We heard that he has brothers. But the Mukhtik Lumba Bunny, we never knew of any previous children. Right, now, here is a guy, we know he has brothers, and we don't know he has children. And he comes and tells us before he dies, and he tells us at the time of Kedushin, I have children, and I don't have brothers. One of the two. That means he, at the time of Kedushin, went against what we were assuming. We had a chazaka at the time of Kedushin, not at the time of death. When he married her, people said he has brothers and he doesn't have children. He announced that one of the, either in the first case, he announced, I have children. And in the second case, he announced, I don't have brothers. In both times, he's changing our assumption, but this is by the marriage time. This is by the marriage time. So the question is, at that point, how much do we believe him? It's not pertinent now. He's not dying. There's no Yibum on the offing. He's telling us at the time of Kedushin, I know people think I have no children. I do have children. Or he tells us at the time of Kedushin, I know people think I have brothers. I don't have brothers. Now, do we believe him at that point? Meaning, do we believe him at that point? So Rebbe says we believe him. Why? Rebbe says because, why would he lie to us at the time of Kedushin? Because he doesn't want her to have Yibum, right? So he could say to her, don't worry about Yibum. When I get sick, I'll write a divorce to you. That would have been an option he could have told us. He could have told her at the time of Kedushin, listen, I know people say I have brothers, and people say I don't have children, but I can always write you a get. I can always write you a get. You will not need Yibum. Therefore, the fact that he's telling us I have children, or that I don't have brothers, he has a migo. He could have done it in a way without having to change the assumption. He could have told her, don't worry about Yibum. I'm going to write you a get when time comes close. That's what he could have told her. And therefore, Zuktrabi, the Amina, Mali Lishakar, why should he lie at the time of marriage? My Kamar, the Mifter Miyabim, why is he saying that he has children? Or why is he saying he doesn't have brothers? It's absolver from Yibum. Malti Amar, Patana Lach Begita. He could have told her, I'll write you a get. Rebbe Saver, Malu Lishaka Ke'ed Gami. Rebbe says, that Migu is as if we have evidence that what he's saying is true, and we believe him that he has children, or we believe him that he doesn't have brothers. Because at that moment, he had a way of out without having to lie. And therefore, the fact that he told us he has children, or that he doesn't have brothers, is something that he has a Migu to say that he's saying the truth, and we establish that as a fact. He established that as a fact and uproots the assumptions that we had beforehand. And now we believe him 100% that he has children or that he doesn't have brothers, because he didn't have to say that at the time of Kedushin. And by saying that, he's believed. Therefore, he Adam dummy. It's as if Adam told us he had children, or like Adam told us that he has no brothers. We ask the Adam, Achri Chazaka, and the Edom come, and they uproot the Chazaka. They uproot it, and they make it as if the assumption now is non-existent, and we know he has children, or we know he has no brothers. Therefore, if he wants to change his mind at the time of death, we don't trust him. You were believed at the time of marriage, then you had a svara to be believed. not just to do your wife a favor, but you were sworn to do believe because you could have done your wife a favor a different way. The fact that you chose this way shows that you were believed. Now you're changing your mind to make life hard for her. We don't believe you because you established this. You told us you have no brothers. You told us you have children. You didn't have to say either of those. You said it. We believed you. Once we believed you, we don't not believe. Now we don't, you can't undo this anymore. Rav Nathan Sever, Mali Lishaki Chazakadami, Rav Nathan says, we believed you, but at the same time, we weren't 100% convinced. And therefore, if you change your mind now, we go with the original Chazaka. Meaning the question was, how? Let me just finish this. Can I just finish explaining this? The Machoika seems to be, at the time of marriage, when he changed the assumption at the time of marriage, he had an option of not changing the assumption and getting the same thing done. He could have promised his wife, I'll write you again. He didn't. He went and told us a fact that changed the assumption. How strong is that belief? Is that enough to make it a vadai, and therefore he's not believed to change that later on? Or is it enough to say, okay, but we're not, it's not strong enough to say that it's not changeable. It's just the new working assumption, but we're not enough that he can't change his mind. Rebbe holds that he so believed at the time of marriage that he can't change his mind later on because he's changing the new assumption. The new assumption that he created, which was strong because he had that ability to say, I'll write you again. And Rav Nathan says, yes, he changed it, but we're not 100%, it wasn't strong enough that it can't be changed again. Therefore, we trust him now, and we say, listen, we really are stuck. We can't let you get married because he might be saying the truth at the time of death. But that's only because we were dealing with a working assumption to begin with. Was in our Mishnah, we knew nothing. The working assumption was no Yibum. There, the working assumption was yes Yibum. He uprooted it at the time of the marriage. How strong is that uprooting? Was it strong enough to be a Vadai, and now he can't change his mind? Or was it strong enough just to uproot it, but not 100% sure, and therefore he can still change his mind? Yes, Dr. Harris.
Rebbe, what does this mean that there is a rumor that he has brothers, there's a rumor that he has children? What that's not Adim, right?
No, it's Chazaka.
It makes a Chazaka?
Let me read Rashi. I hear you. I think Rashi will explain it better to me.
What makes it valid? What does it do? It doesn't do anything legabe psak, you know what I mean?
So let's read that first rap, Rashi. The Mukhtad Bun Hagad Rabba Achi. The Lashi has Adam B'davar. We had no Adam, but he has brothers. And the Chazaka B'alma. It was the assumption. Kach Shemanu Olav Kaidim Kedushin. That's what people said. The Chiyamr B'Shas Kedushin, Yeshli Banim, or Ein Li Achim. Ilav the Hadabe B'Shas Misa, had he not changed his mind, have a Meminin Lay, we would have trusted him to undo the assumption we had. Why? Even though everybody was saying differently, the Amnilay, Ma'ali L'Shakar. Because why would he lie when he can accomplish the same thing by promising again? Okay, so your question is, what does this we heard mean? Who heard? Who said? So I guess that is, when people assume something, and everybody's assuming the same thing, we act by our assumption. I mean, let me try to explain. Let's say this guy, everybody said he has brothers, or everybody said he has no children, right? And then he would have died right now after he married her. We would not let her get married. People are saying he has brothers. How can we let her get married? We have no evidence that he has brothers, but that's what everybody's saying. So how can we let her get married? That's called a chazaka. It's an assumption created by what people have been assuming. Now, it might be wrong, but we might be right. It's definitely enough to create a doubt that we can't let her get married to Shiloh and Deraisa. Right? It's not like people said we don't know. In the case of our Mishnah, people say we have no clue. We're clueless about his family. In this case, people seem to be know everything. They know he has no children. They know he has brothers. At least they say they know. People said that's what everybody's saying. Nobody can point to Adam that know it. Nobody can point to direct evidence. But it's the assumption. That assumption is enough to create a big problem. If he were to die at that point, she would need Yibum. Because people are saying he has brothers.
Again, the lady, there's an assumption, Bishas, that he has brothers and no children, okay? That's the assumption.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
Then, right after Kedushin, unfortunately, he left the world, okay?
Right.
Now, this lady right now, what is her status?
She can't get married.
Never.
Right.
And that's ridiculous.
Why?
So where's the brother? We can't find him, right?
Right.
So she cannot get married until next time she comes down to Earth.
I have no idea about the Gula, but she can't get married.
The chazaka is a starker chazaka. I mean, it's a stark as Adam.
It's not as stark as Adam. It's without having evidence contrary, we go by the assumption.
What I'm saying is, in her status now, she cannot get married. We can't find any brothers. It was brother. The rumor was there was brothers. He died. You can't ask him anymore. He's busy. So that's pretty. I'm telling you, it's working as stark as Adam.
Again, I hate to use the word as stark as Adam, because there is no Adam. If two Adam would walk in now and say he never had brothers, she would be able to get married.
Same. It's just as bad. I mean, if she goes in, we're not going to let her get married. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Right.
Very, very hard.
I have a question. They use the word chazaka. How do you say a rumor in the Gemara Lashon?
See, there's two ways to describe it. I knew that was going to come up. Rumor is a kail. Rumors mean when something is going against what we assumed. There's a rumor that a person was mizana. That's not a chazaka. That's a rumor. It's not a rumor to change anything. It's that people assume, there's an assumption that people heard. Rumor is when you don't know anything and when we assume the opposite. And somebody starts a rumor, meaning there is a married man, and people spread a rumor that his wife was mizana. That's a rumor.
Chazaka has some kind of truth behind it?
Chazaka is an assumption by people. The fact that the world assumes something gives it credibility as far as what we deal with if we don't know contrary.
Okay, thank you.
But it could be a rumor, but the fact that it's not contradicting anything, it's not like we said something and now the rumor is the opposite. It's the assumption that people have is creating facts on the ground.
If he went to Africa and there was a rumor or a chazaka that he died, does it make a difference when the wife has to find out the truth before she can get remarried?
Much better, by the way.
Yeah, because he's an atheist. You're trying to change her status. You're changing
rumor.
You want to base the change on a rumor. That's not enough. Here we're not changing anything. We're not changing anything. We didn't know the opposite, that a rumor started now against it. We knew the assumption was one way. And nobody contradicted that assumption.
The assumption
that was the case of Avraham Cohen. Nobody contradicted it. He married a woman. Everybody said he has brothers. He never told us the opposite. He dies. We can't let her get married.
Chazaka might have been known in his lifetime. He could have prevented the Chazaka from actually going forward. Is that
well? That's what he's trying to. That's what he's doing at the time of marriage. He's telling us, by the way, it's not true. I have no brothers. Now the question is, why are we believing him against the Chazaka? The answer is because he could accomplish it by saying, "I'll give you a get," and he didn't have to lie. That's why we believe him. He has a migul. He has support that he didn't have to lie about. So we're going to read this again tomorrow, and I teach him tomorrow, and then that'll be my list. Those who are attending this year, if you could work out somebody to say Sunday, would be very beneficial for me. I'll find out tomorrow if you could do it, and everybody should have a wonderful day.